pocket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5. Hour number three underway. 251-343-0106. Hit us up on that text line. A lot of things to talk about this morning. Still to come about a half hour from now from Dan Gaynor from the Media Research Center will join us. But joining us right now at this moment, the man of the hour, he writes a column. Y'all need to go check it out. But also Tea Party activist Pete Rehm on the line. Pete, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you doing?
Doing well. Thank you for making time for us. We always appreciate it. Let's get right into it. Made some headlines yesterday. When I asked you to come on, I didn't know that this was going to be the thing we were talking about. But it does seem like the USS Alabama Commission has decided not to allow Donald Trump to host the event, or they had decided that already. And I think there's some strange things going on here. You told a story to NBC 15 yesterday. Walk us through that and how what you're able to tell us about what had happened.
Yeah, I mean, it's really unfortunate that at the USS Alabama, because I think it would have been good for them in the park, for Mobile, for the state, is missing out on what would have been a spectacular Independence Day celebration that would have been akin to the Mount Rushmore celebration last year, where the entire world watched President Trump and all those people at Mount Rushmore and an incredible fireworks show. That would have been the USS Alabama Battleship Memorial Park. All eyes would have been on the park and Mobile, and I believe tens of thousands of people would have come. It would have, in my mind, it would have been good for everybody. And obviously, I'm a Trump supporter, so I would have enjoyed that. And it's one of those things. I don't know that anybody's actually ever said officially no, but from the very beginning, it's been I don't know if we can do that. And look, the long and the short of it, it became clear, and I don't dispute, some of the people's concerns. They didn't want it. They did not want to have this event, and they were thinking of all the reasons why they can't or shouldn't have this event, and then some of those reasons changed. And basically what we went through trying to put this together, and this is all happening in early May, was we ran up against a sort of a wall of bureaucracy that put the whole thing on hold and ran the clock out so that there was not enough time to put the event together. I mean, and everybody was all in. I mean, the Alabama Republican Party requested to rent the park the evening of July 3rd, Saturday, and they said the whole park, but we only need the rugby field. We don't need any of the facilities, just the rugby field. That wasn't done. The Trump organization people, the people who do these rallies like you saw in Ohio this last weekend, they came and reconned the park and had a plan ready. This is how it would work. And then we just sort of ran into the bureaucratic wall. And, I know people are going to say, we were just trying to analyze everything. But really the effect was we're trying to figure out how to not do this. And we did. We slow walked it, and it didn't happen. Ran out the clock.
Did you get the sense, though? The reasoning, the justification by the commissioner there, Bill Tunnell, was that, well, after 2012, Rick Santorum had an event. He said that was the event that broke the straw that broke the camel's back. And we're not going to do any more partisan political events out there, but I can think of a couple of events that I've attended personally since 2012. So, does that make sense to you that they would deny that opportunity because they're trying to get out of the politics game?
Yes and no. And I know this because I've had really a long experience with the battleship. And look, let me say, I love the battleship. It's a treasure for all of us. I'm really proud of it. The park is beautiful. The people who run it do a great job. And I know that even though there's a lot of people involved, whether they're in the park or the commission, we might disagree politically. I know their intentions for the park and the battleship are genuine. They are looking out for it. But where this comes from, and this goes back a long time, the park, and this is not an unusual thing, they're very sensitive to, we say, controversy and controversial publicity. Very, very sensitive. And I say this because I can't remember if it was 09 or 10, but we had a Tea Party rally at the battleship. And I remember when, and I was the one who went and asked, and they were really, well, I don't know if we can do this, because, you know, Tea Parties were controversial. But I met with them and told them what we were going to do, and then it was a patriotic-type assembly with some speakers. And they let us have it. So I know they're very sensitive to this. But, again, it boils down to, and that's what was going on through this, that the talk kept saying, well, we don't want to make this political. We want to stay out of the politics. And, you know, the point that kept being made was, well, you know, if you deny this, you're making it political because you're denying it based on who it is. Because, like, you dug up, Bill Hightower had an event there in 2018 during his governor event, and I got thinking about it. What year did Bradley Byrne run for governor? Was that 2014?
That's 2010.
Oh, it was 2010?
Yeah.
Okay,
that was
well, never mind.
Year.
Well, okay, because that there was an event. Bradley Byrne had an event the night before the election at the battleship. I was there.
Well, here's a question.
I can't remember what year.
Why is the battleship any different than Ladd Peebles or Bienville Square or any other public park in Alabama? I understand there are things there that require more upkeep and more funding. But if it indeed is a park that is technically state land, why is that different than any other public venue in the state? How can you deny somebody the use of one but not a similar venue throughout the state of Alabama?
I think you're hitting on the great question. You're hitting on the First Amendment ramifications here, and I'm sensitive to this because I remember when we first started doing the Tea Party stuff in 09 and 10 and 11, and we would have rallies, we'd have to go find a place to do it. And some people were, you know, somehow we looked at some private venues and stuff because you have to have a place to go. And I remember being extremely thankful that the city of Mobile never questioned who we were or what we were. If a park was available, you could go pay the fee, apply for the permit, and you could have a peaceful assembly. And I remember us sweating many times, where can we have this? And so I was very appreciative that that was not done to us so that we could assemble, have our voices heard or not heard, depending on people. So I think it's the same thing here. I mean, look at the state owns a brand new convention center down there in Orange Beach. Hasn't the governor had some of her own campaign events there? And I'm not saying she misused it, but she rented it, didn't she?
To have
in Orange Beach. And I mean, and why not? They rented it. The Democrats can rent it. Anybody can rent it, right?
Yeah, that was their argument that if they have one for one candidate, then they have to have it for every candidate. And that was at least what the attorney general, the AG's response when they had asked for the opinion was. But it's an interesting point. Like, walk us through the timeline here. How long had this effort been underway to try to get this to happen? And you say that it was sort of slow walked. How far back do we go?
I think the first call actually happened the end of April, and I know the visit was the first week in May, because everything, requests and everything, contact had all been made by the Battleship Commission meeting in May, which was on May 14th, and that's when they threw out the law which I'm not an attorney, but if you look at the law that they threw up, the statute, it clearly does not apply to anything in this about the battleship or any of this. It clearly doesn't. It was a clear delay tactic, but they said, hey, we got to get it. But we're not lawyers, so we gotta get a legal opinion in the right place, at the proper place, for the Battleship Commission, as a state agency or whatever, is to get. So I know they made a motion. They did what they needed, what they thought they needed to do to request that, and then they started drafting the letter, which took, you know, asking the courtesy one might expect. But then, I guess. After looking into the bylaws, they realized, oh, we can't just, you know, make a motion or something, or we can't just ask for it. We have to actually pass a resolution for it. So it had to be scheduled for the next Battleship Commission, which is monthly. And I think the next one was the June 11th, to actually meet again and pass a resolution stating that they want that. So, you know, we basically lost a month. Everything was pretty much set in place, and we were asking the first week of May, and then, you know, it was all set until, and we lost a month before they even asked for the thing, and now I just saw that the Attorney General's letter was dated the 16th, and as far as I know, the Alabama Republican Party, you can call John Wall and ask him, but as far as I know, they still have not had an official decline or denial, whatever you want to call it, from the Battleship Commission. To my knowledge, it's still an open question, but here's the point. They ran out the clock. There was not enough time to put the event together. I mean, it had to have been done, you know, back in May. But the clock ran out. And look, Jeff, I look at this as shadow banning. This is like Facebook shadow banning you. We didn't say no. We didn't say you couldn't do it. We didn't deny you, but people would not realize that this was tried to be done, but it didn't happen for whatever reason.
Well, let me ask you this. Now, my sources told me that the Trump administration had been trying to work the governor, and they tried to work the governor's chief of staff, Joe Bonner, and were denied that opportunity. And you start hearing all these crazy stories about Trump being upset with that and threatening a primary to endorse a primary challenger against Kay Ivey. And the governor's office in the middle of this program here got to me and said, no, that's not the case at all. We were approached by the Battleship Commission. And we advised them to go speak to the Attorney General's office and get an opinion. But we in no way inhibited the former president's ability. We did nothing to prevent this from happening. Do you have any knowledge of the governor's role in any of this?
You know, it's all what you say and when you say it and how you say it. Right? All that's probably technically true. Now, a lot of that's above my pay grade. I was not directly involved, but I know they were asked for help, and the only thing was, let us know what the battleship says. Let us know what the Battleship Commission says. They're asked for help. That's all I know. I know they were asked for help, and the only reply I got, because it was discussed, can't we get the governor to help and intervene? And they said, well, we've asked. And the response was, hey, let us know what the battleship says, and then we'll talk about it. Well, that's pretty convenient, because everybody knew that the battleship was not going to give an answer in time.
Well, and Governor Ivey is the honorary chairman of the commission. I don't know if that means much. I'm not sure how that would work. But, hey, Pete, we are up against a break. Thanks for making time for us this morning. We really do appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks for having me. Don't forget to check me out at RenewAmerica.com. Thank you.
Thanks, Pete. Yeah, y'all go check out RenewAmerica.com. That's where you can read Pete's columns. Let's get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Try to tell me to stay away from the train. your blood like wine.